So as you heard in the news, probably recently, Venerable Fulton Sheen was moved from New York to Peoria, where he, that was his diocese at the beginning, where he is from. And already a miracle is already attributed to his intercession. They were bickering about where to have his body, whether in New York or here. And unfortunately, there was lots of litigation and everything, one diocese suing another. I mean, it was awful. But now that he's at rest, a miracle has just been attributed to him. And that miracle is there was a pregnant mother who delivered a stillborn baby. And immediately when they had this devotion to Fulton Sheen, and they prayed, and immediately the baby came alive. So we hear in the first reading about rejoicing, and the psalm all today is about rejoicing. Give thanks to Almighty God. We should rejoice in our Lord for allowing such things to happen, to making his presence known. We see that in the gospel today with the 72 disciples. They were sent out and they were working wonders for the Lord, all because of the Lord, and they were rejoicing because of what they could do. They were able to cast out demons. And but then the Lord tells them to take a step back. Okay, don't so much rejoice in that, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. So how are your names are written in heaven? By being pleasing to the Lord. Being good and upright people. Being living moral lives, trying to strive for holiness. Be pleasing before the Lord. Yesterday was one of my favorite saints' day. Yesterday was the feast day of Saint Maria Goretti. Saint Maria Goretti was a very young saint, maybe 11 or 12, when she was martyred. But we can see in her life this, how even at a young age she strove to be pleasing to the Lord. We see in her life, she was, like I said, a very young girl. She lived on a farm, and maybe she was from Kansas. But anyway, she wasn't from Kansas. But she lived on a farm, and she had some many hired hands that would help them on the farm. And anyway, one day she was alone, and one of the hired hands tried to take advantage of her. And in the struggle, she was struggling, and she said, no, this would be a sin. Don't do this. This would be not pleasing before God. So right there, I think she's a prophet. Prophetess, in a sense, for our age that we live in. Because here we are, we're surrounded by immoralities, by impurities, by sexual sin. Whether it's on TV or radio or movies or whatever it is, the internet. Our culture is saturated with pornography. What's one of the biggest exports out of this country? It's pornography. And Saint Marie Goretti, says, no, this is not pleasing before God. That we have to be pleasing and upright before Him, to strive for holiness of life. We see this beautiful example in Saint Maria Goretti, that she was concerned for his soul. What an example of is to that. To be concerned for the other, that, you know, they may be falling into sin. And that we don't want that to happen. We want them, you know, to strive for holiness, just like we try. You know, strive and to, for them to be in heaven. You know, this can affect us in many ways. You know, this, you know, how we dress. You know, are we being modest in our dress? You know, when, you know, are we taking the example of St. Maria Goretti, striving for a holiness of life, a purity, being concerned for the other. Okay, where is how I'm dressing? Am I leading someone else to sin by how I dress? You know, this is the great example of this beautiful young saint. You know, to be pure and holy before the Lord, to be pleasing in His sight. You know, that's what, you know, we should strive to do. We see another thing in the life and example of St. Maria Goretti. See, she was, so the man ended up taking her life. And he was thrown in prison. And while he was in prison, you know, he had a dream. And in this dream, Maria Goretti came to him. And she says to this man, you know, I want you to be in heaven with me. I forgive you. So something as tragic as that, you know, she was of what happened to her. She was able to take that and to forgive the man who committed it. Do we hold resentments to anybody? Are we angry at somebody? And we just can't let go. You take the example of her who was able to forgive the one who even took her life. You pray for that person. You know, wish the best for that person. We want them also, the ones who have hurt us as well, to be in heaven. This little girl taught us that beautiful example. Because of this, this man had a great conversion. And he was actually present along with Maria Goretti's mother at her canonization by St. Pius, or not Saint, I think he will be one day, but Pius the 12th. You know, every day we say, you know, the Our Father probably many times, whether it's in Mass or the Rosary or throughout the day. And when we say the Our Father, we say these words, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespassed against us. So our forgiveness by our Lord kind of hinges on the fact, are we able to forgive others? So in this example of St. Maria Goretti, the example, this beautiful example of being pure and holy and devout before the Lord, what an example that her parents must have been. What an, you know, that, you know, these parents can inspire you as well to bring up your children, you know, holy and devout, with purity and modesty and all these things which are pleasing before the Lord. We see in devout that we see the example of forgiveness. That we may, as St. Maria Goretti did, that we may forgive others who have hurt us, who have hurt the ones that we love, and be forgiving as Christ forgives us. I think all these things, you know, help us to become great saints, you know, to become like these along the wall here at All Saints. I love All Saints because, you know, we get to talk about all the saints. Every day should be a solemnity, you know. because there's a saint every single day. And that's what we're striving to be, striving for holiness of life. And we do that with their example laid before us. And in doing so, we become pleasing before the Lord, like St. Maria Goretti.